Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're glad to have you listening with us. Today's topic deals with forgiveness. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Look around you. Your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters now. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
You Have No Choice But to Forgive, by Clarence L. Haynes, Jr., read by Leah Martin. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. Colossians 3:13. When you think about the marks of a Christian, there's one mark that should be present, which sometimes we can too easily gloss over, and that mark is forgiveness. When we need forgiveness, it's amazing how we seek after it. Yet when we must give forgiveness, sometimes we can be a little slow on the draw. Have you ever wondered why that is? One reason is we forget how much we've been forgiven. And when that happens, we can treat the act of forgiving someone else as if we're doing them a favor, instead of extending grace that we ourselves have received. I want to remind you, if you're going to be a true follower of Christ, then you must exercise forgiveness. You really have no choice if you want to truly follow Christ. Why must you forgive? There's really only one good reason. Because God's forgiven you. That alone should be enough to motivate you to forgive others. And yet many times, it isn't. I want you to look back on your life for a moment and think about all the sins you've committed against God and against other people. I would ask you to start writing them down, but soon we'll all discover that our list is going to get very long. Regardless of how long that list is, when you came to Christ, that entire list was wiped clean. God forgave all your sins because of the sacrifice Jesus Christ made for you. You don't need any other reason to forgive someone, because this one reason is enough. Let's look at a terrible example of forgiveness. In Matthew 18, Jesus tells the story of an unmerciful servant. Allow me to sum up the story for you. A man owed the king a debt of 10,000 bags of gold. Just for perspective, one bag of gold was the equivalent of 20 years of a day laborer's salary. This servant owed 10,000 bags. It would have taken him 200,000 years to repay the debt, which means the debt was never going to be repaid. Not by him, not by his family, not by any generations of people that came after him. However, even though he owed the king this much debt, the king chose to show him mercy and forgive his debt. The same servant then went out and found a man who owed him 100 silver coins, which was equivalent to a day's pay. This man could have easily repaid this debt possibly in as little as a day. However, this servant had the man thrown in jail because he couldn't repay him. When the king heard this, he rebuked him and had him thrown in jail because he failed to show mercy and forgiveness for a small debt after he'd received it for his huge debt. May I ask you, guess who we are in this story? By comparison, we're the man who owed a debt we would never be able to repay, and yet God, in his mercy, forgave us. After having received so much mercy, why then do we harbor unforgiveness toward those who've hurt us? Unfortunately, saying, "But you don't know what they did to me," isn't good enough. If you should ever feel this way, all you have to do is remember how big your sin list was and how many times you violated God's commands, and yet today you stand forgiven. Let me say this, there is no reason to justify not wanting to forgive someone. It does not matter what they've done. To think otherwise is to behave like this unmerciful servant, forgetting how big a sin debt you really owed. Let's not be that person. Let me suggest a practical exercise. As you look inward today, ask the Lord to show you if there's anyone you've not forgiven, and then forgive that person. Forgiveness doesn't mean you forget. It means you no longer hold it against that person. When you can do that, you're operating in the grace and forgiveness you've received. And I promise you'll be thankful that you did. Intersecting faith and life. Forgiveness is not just for the other person. Forgiveness releases you from the grip that the other person's actions have over your life. For further reading, read the articles The Power of Forgiveness and What Does the Bible Say About Forgiveness on crosswalk.com, or read Matthew 6, 12 through 15. The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Want to learn more about God and His will for your life one verse at a time? I'm Quenice Petway, co-host of the Your Daily Bible Verse podcast. I'm inviting you to tune in and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.